Live from Durham, it's another brand new correspondent, Ben Allison. Ben, what are you the correspondent for?
I am the religious affairs correspondent.
And I gather you're currently training to be a vicar?
That's right.
Interesting, is that enjoyable?
Yeah, it's great fun. I'm in my second term of 3 years.
Nice. So what's the latest religious news, Ben? I hear there are some rumblings in the Christian community about welfare reforms and food banks.
Yeah, just over half of the Church of England's bishops and various other bishops and leaders from other denominations have put their name to an open letter to the government, basically saying, we've been doing a heck of a lot to respond to this crisis and we think you need to do more of your part.
Is it majority of disabled people who are needing to use these food banks?
Definitely. I mean, the churches and other religious organisations have been involved in setting up food banks, and certainly the ones that I know of in Leeds and Bradford, a large number of the people who come to them are disabled people, particularly people with mental health issues, who have basically either been put in their situation by cutbacks or failures in the benefit system, so payment delays or sanctions or whatever, and there's just no safety net, really.
One thing I'm slightly curious about, Ben, is we were talking earlier about how difficult people with disabilities find it to cook. I mean, is the food that's being donated and is available at these food banks, is it things that people with disabilities could actually easily prepare and cook, or is it...
Generally, the food parcels that they put together in the food banks are actually meals that are easy to cook and easy to
make.
So
we're talking like ready meals and, you know, things like that?
Yeah, and yeah. A lot of it's got to be stuff that's imperishable, so it's tinned stuff and any fresh veg that they can get hold of. But there's been an interesting thing recently, I think it was in The Independent, saying that some food banks have found that they're having food returned to them because the people who are being given it can't afford the electricity or the gas to cook it.
Isn't it an issue, Ben, that actually this might be a good thing for the church, that, you know, for a long time the church has tried to get back into the heart of the community and now all of a sudden it has got this incredibly important community role to play for people?
You don't want to say it's a great thing because everyone's going to think we're great kind of thing, because that's not what it's about. What it's about is our moral imperative to act when poor people and disabled people are suffering. However, it should be something that everybody is doing, and part of the religious organization's mission really is not only to help poor people and disabled people but to speak out against injustice. On the one hand, it's great that we're in the centre of the community again, but it's kind of for the wrong reasons.
Well, thank you very much, Ben. We've really enjoyed your religious news and we hope you'll be joining us again soon. But for now, we'd like you to give us your sign-off.
OK, I'm Ben Allison, religious correspondent, signing off for Ouch News.